When it comes to public policy in Newfoundland and Labrador, there are so many crucial issues these days. Healthcare, education, public finances, and that's just to name a few. And those kinds of issues are the bread and butter for the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies, or AIMS. For the first time, the group has appointed a senior research fellow, and it's somebody you have heard on the St. John's Morning Show. He's come on to chew over politics every now and then, and that is Ed Hollett. Congratulations.
Good morning. Thanks very much.
Yes, good to see you. Also in the studio, two other gentlemen, the president and CEO of AIMS, Marco Navarro-Genis. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Leo Power. He is the vice chair for Newfoundland and Labrador. Good morning.
Good morning, Avenue.
All right, maybe as a courtesy, I'll start with you since you're the president and CEO, Mr. Navarro-Genis. AIMS has never had a full-time research position like this. Why now?
We have had for a while a desire to serve the Atlantic communities much better. And that means putting boots on the ground, as it were, in the rest of the provinces. So we had a little bit of a try in New Brunswick just a little bit ago, and we're now doing this in Newfoundland. The expectation is that we'll be able to serve the Atlantic communities better by having people closer to them.
Okay, now Ed Hollett, you are a man for whom the epithet wonk is nothing but flattery. What do you intend to do?
Much as I've been doing for pretty well all my adult life, and as people may know me for the last 10 or 12 years in public, commenting on all of those issues that you talked about, except now I'll be doing it with the auspices of AIMS. And in collaboration with some people who've been producing over the last 23 years, I think some of the most interesting and oftentimes provocative work that we've seen on things like public finance, the federal-provincial relations, and more recently on things like health care and education.
Leo Power, you know, he's got previous ties to the Liberals. You know that, right?
Yes, I'm happy to work with Liberals or Conservatives or Socialists, anybody prepared to advance our economy in Newfoundland and Labrador.
But when you talk about serving the region better, who are you serving with this?
I think we're serving the greater good in the province, and I think it's time to encourage greater public debate about private market-oriented solutions to the many challenges we face in Newfoundland and Labrador. And clearly we have great fiscal challenges, demographic challenges, economic challenges. But we'd like to sort of focus the debate on the solutions. And solutions are clearly offered by the private sector, and history has proven that no government has ever spent its way to prosperity.
I think would it be fair to classify AIMS as a group that does not see big government solutions as the good solutions?
I think that's right. We believe in the autonomy of individuals and the autonomy of communities. When governments offer solutions, they often offer misguided solutions because they are solutions guided by political concerns, whereas we come from an independent, nonpartisan point of view, and we really seek what is best in the aggregate.
There's a lot of concern in Newfoundland now, particularly in the middle class, and you know this very well, Ed, in terms of what what's happened to our tax rates, what's going to be happening to our electricity bills. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be focusing most of your initial work on public finances?
Probably not. Actually, Marco and I were talking about a couple of projects that are related to it. In Newfoundland and Labrador, like many provinces in Canada, you can't get away from talking about public finance. But as both Leo and Marco have said, the key thing at this point is to put new ideas and new observations in front of people about those issues. So, yeah, we'll be doing some discussion about different aspects of public finance. AIMS did an interesting paper last fall about the size of the public service, which we need to look at. But then there are some cascading issues. It's not just about aggregate numbers. They also released a paper just recently about education and inclusion, which is a timely topic, given what CBC was doing. Mm-hmm. It's mostly about putting new ideas and fresh views in front of people so that they have something new to talk about and a new way to look at the world.
So who's the audience for this research? Who do you hope will read what, obviously you trust Ed to write some intelligent things about public policy. Who do you want to read these reports, and what does AIMS do to make sure that the influential people read it?
We produce public policy for everyone. We expect that decision makers, elected officials, you know, deputy ministers, policy wonks type will read our stuff. But we also expect the average person to be able to read our things and feel informed by the evidence-based arguments that we make.
And one last question for you, Leo Power, before I wind things down with Ed Hollett. You sort of know the financial position the province is in, and I have no doubt that Ed will be writing about all kinds of things, not just the money, the numbers, but is the economic condition of the province one of the reasons why you want to have a full-time researcher here?
Absolutely. And as you, I think we can all agree that in Newfoundland, it's not a revenue problem we have, it's a spending problem. And I'd like to be, I'd like to take an optimistic view. We have plenty of opportunities to grow our economy in Newfoundland and Labrador. And I'm a big advocate of high-tech industries, but we also have to focus back on our conventional industries, our natural resource industries. So huge opportunities in mining, oil and gas, forestry, fiber, fishery, aquaculture. And we have to encourage this public debate about how the private sector can propel our province forward.
All right. Ed, last question for you, and that has to do with your blog.
Yes.
You often have your elbows up on your blog, and you say some things about politicians that are humorous, some would say crude. Do you have to tone it down a bit?
I'm going to have to have a look at whether or not I'm able to continue it. It depends on what my time commitments are like. I'll change the focus of some of the things that I'm doing, because a lot of the energy that I was throwing into going all over the map and different subjects on bond, I will now have to bear down and focus in more deep work. But just to pick up on the point about that Leo just made and the point that you're talking about, Newfoundland has a government finance problem, but the Newfoundland economy is as diverse as it's ever been. Sectors of the Newfoundland economy are doing very, very well, despite even in the oil sector, despite the downturn. So what we're going to be talking about, and as I think I've been talking about for the last 10 or 12 years, is not about just government per se, but it's just to make people and just remind people that there are a whole bunch of other things going on, and there's a lot more that we need to talk about than just that, just what government's doing.
All right. We'll make sure to keep the St. John's Morning Show on the mailing list. Congratulations once again, Ed. Thanks. And gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Marco Navarro Genie is the president and CEO of Ames. Ed Hollett has just accepted to work for the group as a senior policy researcher and fellow. It's the first time the group has put a full-time research position in this province, and you also heard there from Vice Chair for Newfoundland and Labrador, Leo Power.